Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Rolled Realms the Frontier. I'm your Dungeon Master Piper, and with us, as always, are the Ellison Agents, Mordi Valfierno, Blaze Barnsdale, Rosalind Fairchild, and Talon. Previously on Rolled Realms, our heroes completed their journey through the Mad Artificer's laboratory, ultimately finding out that Jethro Tillison was none other than Chili. The God's Terror was actually the God's Tear, which showed them the truth, both that celestial energy is driven by bonds, which granted them each a set of boons, and that the artifacts they had uncovered in their travels throughout the frontier were actually an ancient key to a celestial door hidden in the desert. Knowing that the Grimm and the Order of the Black Dog were likely after said key, the agents needed a way back to Bastion ASAP. And as luck would have it, Old Joe's shop appeared in their moment of need. But crossing over the threshold, they found the store empty and nearly deserted, with the old doorway behind Joe's counter broken.
More importantly, we found Armand, sad and alone, absolutely devastated and in need of love.
Because our DM is a monster.
You heard it here first, folks. Oh, boy.
You're too happy about it.
Oh, I'm not happy. I'm dreading the future.
You're ecstatic. Don't lie to us.
Looking through the empty shelves of Old Joe's shop, you see nothing but dust and blank patches that once held items of wonder. The many small doors that Old Joe's helpers like Armin used to travel through are nearly all gone from the walls. Behind the desk is the broken doorway that was always barricaded behind Old Joe on your previous visits. And there's only silence from the back room where you would make your exchanges with Marco the Magical Mirror. As you move through the space, Armin anxiously circles around your feet. What are you all doing in Old Joe's shop?
Oh, right. I go to Armin and start trying to like scratch under his chin and ask him what's wrong.
Damn it, I was about to do that. I was going to hold him and stroke him.
Oh, absolutely. You can all gather around Armin if you'd like.
I'm pretty sure I picked him up at the end of the last session.
Well, while you're all doing that, I'm going to scour the shelves for anything usable that's still here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rosalind, yeah, you are holding Armin, who had just asked for like uppies, I imagine, like looking up at y'all being like, bah, bah. So the three of you, you know, Rosalind, Talon, and Blaze are all comforting Armin, who is shivering, you know, that silver blue light emanating from its body. Mordi, as they're doing that, you're making your way through the shop. You are kind of zigzagging up and down the aisles as if you were a like kid looking for their mother in the supermarket, essentially. Is like aisle by aisle checking, and there's nothing. Like, this place is, it doesn't look ransacked. Like, that's an important thing to note, is it looks carefully emptied.
Abandoned.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. The door behind the counter was broken open?
So the frame was broken, the door itself is like shattered. If you want, you can go look at it closer.
I will do that, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you make your way over there. Is anyone joining, Mordi?
Yeah.
Roslyn is going to go too.
Absolutely, yeah. You all make your way
over. Well, if Roslyn's going, in that case, I'm just going to stick, like, trying to hang around Armand as close to possible.
Oh, absolutely. Also, I gotta say, I imagine Armand's probably one of the only light sources in Old Joe's shop at the moment. It's not, like, super dark, but it's that eerie, like, trickling of light rather than a well-lit shop. But together you make your way towards the, you know, checkout counter that you used to interact with Old Joe at. You've never been behind the counter in the shop, but stepping around it, you see that the old school cash register that Old Joe would use is there. It's open and empty. There's a bunch of like empty packages and organizer crates under the desk. There's a small bowl of extremely dusty strawberry hard candies tucked away on one shelf.
Grabbing some of those.
Ooh. Oh, absolutely. Help yourself. They are not wrapped. They are out in the open and very dusty.
Oh,
Are they kind of stuck together?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you go to pick one up and they are like, most of them are one big congealed blob. They're the hard candies with the little liquid in the middle. They're like the best hard candies ever.
Yes, okay. You are correct.
Yeah, Rosalind tries to pick one up, realizes that they're all globbed together, and just carefully lowers it back down.
As you do, I'm right over your shoulder, picking them back up after you walk away.
Oh my god.
And my thing is I'm going to wrap them up so that way I can rinse them off later. I was trying to think of the term rinse them off, but yeah, I'm going to rinse them off later.
Oh, absolutely. Blaze,
because the thing about candy is it's sugar. The top layer will dissolve in the water, and then you can just have the rest of it.
Honestly, fair point. Blaze, as the only one not interacting with the candy from the side, I think you see that just the whole time Armin's eyes are just following this big wad of strawberry candy as it changes hands.
Yeah, in that case, Blaze is going to take note of that. Walk over to the candy and take off a piece to give to Armin.
Are you taking it out of Talon's pouch that it was just put in?
Wait, I thought only part of it was put in the pouch.
Well, I was taking the whole glob because I couldn't separate them.
Yeah, then I'm reaching into her pouch and pulling out a chunk.
That's fair. I mean, I'll let this happen, but I imagine you're going to steal it anyways.
Yes. I mean, here's my question. If Talon were to notice Blaze stealing it, would you stop them?
No.
Okay, then. Then, yeah, Blaze is given a piece to poor Armin, who looks like he wants some.
Absolutely. Just shoves the entire... It's like watching a chipmunk store like nuts in its cheek. Armin takes it. It's very big in his tiny little hands, and he just shoves
it
right in there.
A little
cheeks.
Piece. Just
yeah, oh,
a little
yeah.
piece.
His tiny little hands.
He's got tiny little hands. He's just a little guy.
He is just a little guy.
Mordai, as all this nonsense is happening behind you, your focus is on the doorway. The like door frame itself is cold. The arch frame is still intact, but the old wooden door that you remember being there is actually on the ground, like shattered in pieces. And through the archway of the door, there is only smooth stone. Will you roll Arcana for me?
Yes, I will. That's not an inspiring start to the day. So that's a 3 plus an Arcana of 8, so that's an 11.
With an 11, you touch the stone surface of the wall, and it's cold to your touch. Whatever magic may have once inhabited this door is long gone. You can still sense a like crackling, faint energy, but just it's a little too gone for you to recognize what it is in this moment.
So, gang, how the hell are we getting out of here and getting back to Bastion?
This one wonders if there's something else in the shop that may be able to open a door in Bastion.
Well,
Armand?
Wait, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Blaze, how do you feel about being rude to a mirror?
Glued to a mirror?
Yes,
rude.
Glued to a mirror. That's definitely the words that I said. Glued to a mirror. Actually, I think that would be funnier than you being rude to a mirror. I want to see you glued to that mirror.
Wait, hold on. Rude to the mirror? I'm very confused. Rude as in mean.
What?
As opposed to what other form?
Mean?
Rude as in
like
are
rude
you...
the day?
Yeah, like as in they'll rue the day. Yes, Rachel.
Why would I be saying that?
I don't know. I was not hearing the right words. In that case, Blaze is gonna be like, I don't know. I've been trying to improve my relationship with Marco.
And have you been succeeding?
Well, no, but I would rather not take steps backward. I mean, if you really think it will help, I guess, but I don't even see Marco. Marco?
Hello.
No, I'm not. For
Blaze,
fuck's sake.
You call out. You do not hear a response, though looking, you do still see those velvet curtains next to the checkout counter that would lead back into the back room, drifting gently.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to open the curtains.
Making your way past the red velvet curtains into the back room, you immediately see that raised area where Marco once worked is covered in shards of a shattered mirror.
Well, fuck.
Oh, no. Someone murdered him.
I'm going to assume he escaped his mirror life and wish him the best. And hope I they never see him
murdered.
Again.
Murdered!
Marco! Okay.
Hello.
Marco!
Hello.
Marco!
Hello.
Devastating.
This can't be the episode.
Wait, do it one more time, Rachel.
Marco!
Hello.
I'm mostly just shocked at how quickly y'all wanted to make a Marco Polo joke again after hearing that Marco's been shattered.
Well, honestly, you know, I'm a silly little guy. And I didn't have the best relationship with Marco either. So I think I'm allowed to make jokes.
Let's ask Armand if he can get us out of here. Hey, Armand, can you get us out of here?
Well,
Armand looks up at you with those big eyes, look down for a moment and kind of thinks about it for a moment and nods very hesitantly.
What's wrong, little guy?
Besides, you know, everyone you care about being missing.
Armand just kind of nods.
Cool. Armand, do you know where they went?
Armand nods again.
Can you lead us there?
Armand shakes his head sadly, just nah, nah.
Can you point us in the right direction?
Armand thinks for a moment and kind of like shakes his head, and Talon, this one puts a mechanical hand on your shoulder and just goes, maybe we should focus on Armand getting us back to Bastion first. Then we can find old Joe.
Armand, do you know how to open the door so we can get back to Bastion at all? Or open the door at all?
Armand looks at you and nods. And kind of, Rosalind, still in your arms, kind of points towards the front door of the shop.
Rosalind walks toward the front door.
Absolutely. Make your way to the front door. It just closed behind you moments ago in the core of the Mad Artificer's lab. You know it is a functioning door, but looking at it from the inside, there is a door just flat in the wall. There are no seams. There is no hinges. There doesn't seem to be any way to open it at first appearance. Anyone who wants to can make an Arcana roll real quick.
I will be making one.
Time to redeem myself. There we go. 26.
Dang, okay. I got a 13, so let's take yours.
No, absolutely. Rosalind, I think that both of you know with a 13 and 26 that the entrance that appeared to you in the Mad Artificer's laboratory is just gone. Old Joe's shop is in between places in the moment. Even if you thought you could potentially force the door open as yourselves, mm-hmm. There's no telling what, if anything at all, would be outside in this in-between.
Gotcha.
Mordai, I think you know the same thing. I think you get the same sense from the magic of this place as Rosalind. I think that for you, with a 26, there's something else tinged in the magic surrounding this place. Something familiar to you specifically. And you just, like the smell of a distant campfire on the wind, there are traces of the amethyst amalgamation. But this is the door, and Armin's led you to it. And Armand, Rosalind kind of tugs on your sleeve to be let down.
Rosalind puts him down on the ground.
Armand, upon hitting the ground, rolls, bounces down a step, and makes his way over to the sidewall where all those little doors used to be that the helpers for old Joe came in and out of. And there's only one left. And it's Armin's door.
Mm.
And you watch as he grabs the frame of this door in his teeth and drags it along the wall, the wooden planks parting around it before knitting back together as this little hatch moves along, until he stops with his little door nestled gently in the base of the door to the shop.
Aww.
Armin looks up at the five of you all and rolls over and gives your legs a hug.
Aww.
With stubby little arms.
Armin.
And chitters. Just, you can't really understand what he's saying. Rolling back to the front door, you see him place tiny hands on the small armadillo-sized hatch and close his eyes. His shell glows brilliantly with that ethereal silver-blue light, and you see the hatch crack and twitch and begin to expand into the doorway of Old Joe's shop. But as it does, the light in Armand is flickering, dimming.
No. Armand!
I'm going to need... I'm going to need all of you to make an Arcana roll for me.
Oh no!
And we're going to be taking an average of that.
Oh my god!
Okay. And I'm going to be rolling for Armand.
Everyone, get ready for me to bring our average down.
Well, I got a 22, so that's a decent start.
I got an 8.
Oh no! I got a 4.
That's a 9.
You all look at Armand, his arms outstretched as he uses the magic that fuels him to create a doorway for the five of you. That light in his shell flickers and dims even more as the door grows. The wood creaks and groans. The floor beneath you turns wavy for a second as if you were trying to stand on the surface of the ocean.
I'm checking my items.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare, Armand.
You see Armand focus, pushing his full weight into the door, and his body glows with that flickering silver-blue energy, brighter and brighter until it is a brilliant flash that makes you shield your eyes. Blinking away the spots from your vision, you see the front door of Old Joe's shop vibrating and pulsing with energy, ready to be opened. And Armand is gone.
No!
No! No!
Thank you, buddy.
I'm just uselessly holding the bottle of Pepto Bismol in my hand like that'll do anything.
I'm sorry, I know I need to be narrating, but I'm very sad right now.
I'm going to bully you into bringing that armadillo back.
I really thought you would.
I will.
Devastated. I'm just broken. Guys, that was Armand. That was the little guy.
That was our little guy.
It was our little guy.
With nowhere left to go, you step through the doorway that Armand made for you in the front door of Old Joe's shop. As you pass through this boundary, there's a crackling, just this electric feeling across your bodies as you pass through. It's always been seamless previously, but this is not the normal doorway of Old Joe's shop. This is something different. This is something unique. And as you step through it, that crackling sensation passes by you, and your senses are immediately assaulted. Acrid black smoke stings your eyes and fills your mouths. The heat of fire licks around your bodies, blinking tears away both from your sadness from Armand and from the just thick smoke all around you. You all find yourselves in the hidden lab under the Ellison Agency, back in Bastion. Only looking up, you can see plumes of smoke rising up into the red morning sky. The Ellison Agency, the squat two-story wooden building that has been your base of operations for the last roughly 8 months or so, is just gone.
If you survive a world of wrath,
I don't like Piper's prophecies.
I'm kind of into them.
You prophesize some nice shit.
It's kind of narratively satisfying this way, though.
I promise your next one will be nice.
Satisfaction. I want to be personally satisfied.
I only care about narrative satisfaction. Let's burn this shit to the ground.
No!
Looks like we missed our chance. Someone beat us to it. What the fuck happened to our place of employment?
What the hell happened to the city?
Absolutely. You look through this ransacked lab. You know, the building above it is gone, but the hidden laboratory is still there. Tables are turned over. There's a stack of paintings that is still on fire. You can see the oil of it just melting and dripping into the ground with burning canvas. You know, unlike Old Joe's shop, which was, you know, clearly carefully cleared out, this was ransacked.
Oh.
Lovely.
Where is the temp?
Oh, Tibble's
it's the temp's fault. I knew it. I knew we couldn't have trusted him.
Would you like to do a perception or investigation check?
Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
As you do roll perception with my eyes.
Absolutely.
Okay, what the hell is my perception?
Now that's how you make a random word sound ominous.
Okay, 16.
Mordai, with a 16, looking around, is there anything in particular you're looking for, or are you just kind of trying to case the joint essentially and get a simple understanding of what's happening here?
Priority one is bodies, living or dead.
Oh, absolutely. You know, looking through the wreckage of this lab, you don't see any signs of life down here. But as you search, you also don't see any signs of death. There's no blood stains or charred remains. There are no bodies. If there was anyone here, they were either taken or fled or weren't here to begin with during the attack.
All right, then the next point of business is examining the basement.
Absolutely. You can all begin to make your way through the basement searching. Anyone who would like to can make an investigation or perception roll. I would ask that you tell me what you're looking for in particular. You know, if you're looking for a specific person, if you're looking for evidence of the artifacts or simply information about the attack, let me know.
Rosalind's going to do an investigation check specifically looking for signs of Adelia.
Absolutely. Please roll investigation.
Yeah. That is an 18 plus 6, 24.
Rosalind, you are looking through the rubble. You're, you know, pulling up stones. You're looking through these burning papers. You turn over one of the tables that was previously flipped. In all this rubble, you know Adelia well. And you don't see any of Adelia's usual creature comforts that she would have with her in the lab. None of her journals or favorite tools. You know, you know this person. And there would have been signs if she had been here during the attack. Based on your last conversation with Adelia, with a roll that high, I think that you can safely assume that, you know, when you left each other way back when, you know, back before you went to the Mad Artificer's laboratory, she said she was going back to the Artificer's Guild to basically restock, get any inventions she needed, etc. You can safely assume she never came back from Iron Canyon. She's still at the Artificer's Guild.
Okay. All right. No sign of Adelia, anybody?
Okay. Talon doesn't care because Talon is looking for signs of Coyote.
Absolutely. Roll for me.
Yeah. Investigation, right?
Yes, please. Or you could also do perception if you'd like.
It doesn't matter.
That I would just tell you different things.
I have negative one to both of them. That's a dirty one.
A dirty one?
Yep. I didn't roll a nat one, but I certainly didn't do anything good.
No, absolutely. With that roll, you know, thanks to Mordai's roll, you know that there are no bodies here. Again, you know that if Coyote was here, she's not dead. But that's all you got. You have no idea if she was here, if she wasn't there, if she was off doing something else. You are simply in the dark about your girlfriend and her well-being.
And I'm very sad about it.
This one reaches out a hand and pats you on the back, kind of holding you close.
I lean into this one because I kind of need that right now. I'm very upset. I'm confused and scared and everything is going wrong.
There.
Thanks.
This one just awkwardly pats you on the back. It cares for you deeply. It just doesn't really know how to comfort people.
That's fine. That's like completely reasonable.
Blaze, is there anything you want to look for in here?
Yeah, or? I was about to say, Blaze wants to search for any signs of Brick.
Oh, interesting. Absolutely. Will you please roll?
Interesting. Who do you think I was going to search for? River?
You didn't have to search for a person.
No, exactly.
Well, Blaze is feeling emotional after Armand.
And yet you're not looking for your crab fiancé.
Why would I look for him? Why would I do that? Anyways,
he's looking for you.
I don't have that. Oh, no. Fucking 20 bitches. And unlike other people. I do have a positive modifier. Would this be perception?
It depends on what you're looking for. Pick one and it will get you different information between perception or investigation.
I'm going to do perception because I have a +9 to perception.
Absolutely.
So that's a 29.
Yeah, Brick wasn't here and hasn't been here since the night of the heist. Brick would have no reason to be here.
God, looking around,
you actually, you know, you've only known Brick for a few days, but you know her well enough. And yeah, you don't see anything that would signal that Brick had been here.
Sigh, okay.
Did you just say sigh?
Yes, I did just say sigh, okay.
Absolutely.
I don't want to assault the camera with a...
The camera,
the microphone, whatever.
There's so much to unpack in that one little bit, and I'm just throwing out the whole box.
Thank you for throwing out my box of garbage.
As you each do these checks to try and figure out, you know, who's been here, what's going on, you are not turning up anything. No one is here right now, as has been made clear. All that's there is, you know, the embers, the tables. And I think that, you know, throughout all this, and honestly, especially with a really high perception from Blaze, you also know immediately the artifacts are gone. They are not this burnt out lab.
That doesn't surprise me. Guys, you know the artifacts aren't here.
Yep.
It's not good.
I'm not at all surprised, but this is extremely bad. Extremely bad.
Yeah.
Well, we better get moving then. There's not really any time to waste. We've got to get to the location that the God's Tear showed us of where the door can be opened so that we can prevent this shit.
We can stop this from happening. Sort of. Not really.
With a nod of agreement, you all know what you have to do next. And climbing up these rickety, charred stairs out of the basement, well, no longer a basement really, as it's open to the sky, you clamber out onto the cobblestone streets of Bastion. But the Bastion you left is not the one that you have emerged into. From lampposts and buildings on the sides of wagons, the symbol of the Grim, that black dog, stares down at you. The streets are completely empty, and the only sound you hear is the crackling of fire from what was once the Ellison Agency.
Ennis, you motherfucker.
As you exclaim that, a breeze picks up around you and a poster whistles in the wind before Rosalind smacking into the side of your face. You catch it quickly before it blows away. Once again, the top is marked with the symbol of the Grim, and in ornate typed writing, Rosalind, you can read out, "Siblings, we have all shared in the visions granted to us by the Grim and his prophets, and the promised future is ready to be an eternal present. Today is the day that we may revel in a new world of and by the Grim. Join us all as the Order of the Black Dog takes our final pilgrimage to witness him open the door."
That's bad.
Yeah. Yes,
also,
it is.
Did they just fucking like destroy the town over this shit? Like, guys, way to just like obviously be the bad guys. Holy shit.
Clara, Bastion's still standing. The Ellison Agency was the only thing burnt to the ground.
Wow. Yeah,
they kind of took over the town with the whole like putting the banners everywhere thing.
How long were we gone?
You were gone about 2.5 weeks?
Jesus Christ. We need to stop just fucking vanishing.
That's not our fault. People keep doing ridiculous shit and we have to deal with it.
You're not wrong.
This time it was really not our fault.
Yeah, they blew up a cave and trapped us there.
Yeah.
All right, like the only people who are even potentially still in Bastion who we would want to see are Andromeda and the recon team. And that's about it. And maybe Tibble so I can kill him. But other than that, we should get moving. Any ideas?
I do love that you put Tibbles on the goddamn list.
I want to kill Tibbles very badly. Not as badly as I want to kill Vanson, Vanson, I'm going to relish his death. Tibbles, I just want him gone.
This isn't irrational. He is deeply unpleasant.
All apologies. Right, who is Tibbles?
Pray you never Don't have to ask. Meet the bastard. I know. I've got a network of employees, and I can just ask them if they've seen what the fuck's going on. I'm going to contact the various branches of Valfierno Stationery Incorporated and see what I can learn.
Absolutely. Mordot, you having that idea of contacting, you know, your vast network of paper suppliers, make your way through the vast city streets of Bastion. You are wandering through the cobblestone, and you all pretty plainly see that there is no one in Bastion. Shops are closed. Again, it doesn't look like the town was razed or anything like that. It's like everyone simply went on vacation for a day. That being said, I think after a while, well, why don't you roll? What should you roll for this?
Yeah, what should we roll for this?
You know what? Give me a luck check.
Ah, fuck me. Can I roll a D100 instead of a D20?
This is just for Mordai.
Oh, okay. Just a D20 then?
Yep.
Okay. 9?
You go to every tent, to every stand, to every location you can think of that someone you might know would be in from your network. Every single one of them is unoccupied, with that same flyer that hit Roslyn resting somewhere on a desk, on a counter, but present and clearly read in that location.
Fuck.
Well,
now can we be worried?
Yes. All right, well, unless anyone else has alternatives, I say we just head to where the thing is and fucking kill Vanson and stop this shit from happening.
And yeah. Also possibly find Tibbles and kill him too.
That would be nice if we could make that happen, yeah.
You all keep saying stop this from happening. It looks like things have already happened.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, sure if a god of the apocalypse had been released through the gods, through the power of the artifacts, you know, I feel like we would know from more than just there not being people in this town. I don't think they've done that yet. Right?
I mean, we don't know when exactly they left, do we?
I guess not.
I feel like there would be more like the sky would turn red or something.
I mean, one would assume.
Absolutely. And I mean, looking at it, like, the sky is normal. There's smoke in it. It's a little red from, like, the fire, but over the Ellison Agency. But it is, as far as you can tell, a normal day.
Yeah.
I think you leave one of those shops, you know, full of inks and papers and things stamped with, you know, Mordai, probably a little, like, V for Valfierno on it. To signal that they're part of your network. You all think, and visions from the gods tier flash in your mind, the archway, the door in the desert, and the train tracks leading to it.
Onwards and upwards.
As you move through the city streets from contact to contact, you know, you've been going for so long, but you weirdly don't feel as tired as you expected. After the shock of, you know, Armin's passing and discovering the Ellison Agency gone, moving through the streets, you finally have a moment to calm down. And you remember that crackling sensation as you moved through Armin's door. You are all at full health. It is as if you took a long rest in stepping through that threshold.
Oh God, Armin helped us so much, and we just had to stand there and watch him die.
Do we also feel as though we have regained all of these spell slots that we had used?
Yeah, it was a long rest. You have regained your spell slots.
Oh, great. Just checking.
Thank God I'm healed.
Yeah, I really needed those spell slots.
Same.
I guess it's better if we go on.
I didn't notice that anything. Like, yeah, let's keep going. What if things go worse? We can't. Listen, we have to figure out whatever happened.
We do. And in that case, we better get ourselves moving.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Where are you all going?
Where have we gone before when we've needed to take the train out of Bastion?
The train station.
Yeah. So let's go there. Thank you for proving my point.
Sorry, I just really didn't expect that to be a question today.
Maybe some of us are having some trouble remembering shit. Maybe some of us need some help on this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But not me. I would like to clarify. Not me.
Absolutely. Yeah, remembering that vision of the train tracks leading to the doorway, seeming to have exhausted your options in the city of Bastion, as far as you can tell in these brief moments you've been running through the streets, you head towards the train station, towards that big building that, you know, Edward Vanson's office was at the top of. It's always bustling with people. But as you make your way through the city, past the burnt out Ellison Agency, past the city hall and Bastion Tower, through the park, you make your way to the train station. And it is empty. Walking up those grand steps to the lobby, you know, there's the ticket counter, the big clock, there's the stairwells leading up to the offices above. There are no couriers or shipping containers, no passengers or clerks. It is simply empty. But in the silence, you can hear one noise, the sharp cry of a train whistle, and the chug, chug, chug of an engine beginning to pull out of the station.
We need to stop that train. I don't actually know if the train is like an enemy, but I've started treating it like it is.
Let's book it.
Absolutely. You race through the station, feet slapping against big cobblestone slabs as you move. You pull around a corner and race towards the sound. And you see the massive jet black train of Edward Vanson, his personal train that you actually saw the handyman board as you left for a mission long ago. Adorned in banners and flags of the Grimm, rapidly pulling out of the station away from you. You all have a train to catch.
Hey guys, I have some fun news to share with you about my previous, let's call it professional occupation.
Oh yes. My god, what is it?
I used to rob trains.
Oh my god, amazing. Oh, great. Hell can yeah. You help
perfect.
Us?
Yeah, we're gonna need a horse for each of us. And good news, I know a place further up the tracks where we can literally just roll something in front of this train.
Amazing.
All right, let's get to it.
Piper, are you going to let me do that?
You have the expertise in this. I'm going to let you chase after it. Talon, I think that with your expertise and with your background in stopping trains, you know that to roll something in front of the train, you would have to be ahead of the train. And normally that relies on knowing train schedules, being in place before the train arrives. This train is moving out away from you. You would basically have to somehow move fast enough to get in front of it and set up in time.
Yeah, but I do know a location. Will you let me know a location where I would set up for this train track?
You absolutely know locations. I don't think you know anywhere you could get to before the train would pass through it, if that makes sense.
Yes. I know a couple of locations along these tracks that would be good if we can get to them before this train does. I don't know which ones we're going to be able to get to in time.
I can teleport. Maybe I can get onto the train and slow it down.
Okay. I can also teleport.
All right, you two are on train slowing duty. Rosalind, cool. You and me, we need to get horses as fast as possible and get on that train.
You know, I actually think I may be helpful this time. And I wild shaped into a horse.
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah.
Yes, 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 Rosalind. Go off.
Fuck yes. Absolutely. I climb aboard Rosalind.
Right. Rosalind.
Are you going to ride Rosalind?
I'm riding Rosalind. We're make every dirty joke you can imagine right now.
Absolutely.
Save a horse, ride a Rosalind.
Hell yeah.
Oh, they man. Just ride themselves.
Absolutely, y'all. Roslyn, you transform into a horse, your form shifting and melting before becoming... What type of horse does Roslyn turn into? What do you look like? Are you chestnut? Are you another type of horse?
That's the one type of horse they use.
Is that the only horse you could think of?
I'll be honest, I thought chestnut. I'm like, oh, I know a bunch of horses, and all of them fled my mind. Like, I made a loud noise at a barn.
Wait, hold on. Before we go running off on...
How about Palomino? How about... Black? How about white?
Yeah, those all would have been good options.
Yes. Anyways, hold on. Before the horse takes off, I want to establish a telepathic connection with Roslyn. Not Roslyn. I can do it with both of you. With Roslyn and with Talon. Which I can do with my fancy soul knife ability. So we can communicate telepathically.
Beautiful. Yeah, you are all linked up.
As long as we're in within 1 mile of each other.
Hopefully that won't be a problem. Yeah,
I hope it won't.
We'll see.
Absolutely. You zip, link up. You can all now communicate telepathically. Talon, you hop on horse Rosalind's back. This one follows you, so you all are. This one is like wrapped its arms around you and is riding as if it was riding on the back of a motorcycle with you.
Yep.
Rosalind, you picked a strong horse. I hope. Clydesdale, there's another horse.
I have sent a picture to our Discord of what Roslyn now looks like.
Also, it's important to note that Clydesdales are not particularly fast. They're just really strong.
Okay, well.
You picked the blondest horse I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's sort of blonde.
Has a Valley Girl accent.
That horse looks like it would send her food back because there was too much salt when it was perfectly fine. That horse looks like she would yell at a retail employee because she missed a sale.
That horse has live, laugh, love emblazoned in its barn.
That horse has a cross necklace.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, exactly.
From those magazines that are like very clear, that like clearly have like I'm a horse girl shirts in them.
Yes. Okay, great. Now that we've established that I am a horse, can we go?
Yes.
No, I think we should play in this space a little longer.
God, I'll kill you.
That horse once hit on me in high school because they were hoping to have like a first gay experience.
Stop. You're correct and I hate it.
I know I'm correct. I'm correct because that happened to me.
You got hit on by a horse?
Got hit on by a horse, goddamn
it.
It
was really weird.
Okay.
I've got one more. That horse looks like she's the president of her sorority.
Oh my god, you're right.
Can we go?
Yes,
please.
I climb aboard Rosalind and I give her the two kicks in the side that is definitely rude because it's a person, but is just total habit.
Absolutely. This one also gives two kicks, mimicking you. And Rosalind, just a reminder, you are telepathically linked to the group, so you can talk in your animal form just to the other three party members.
Oh, great. Bitch!
What of it?
How dare you?
It was habit! Can we get going?
Oh, you are already galloping after the train. The banners are whipping in the wind, and y'all are following. Blaze, Mordai, you are back on the platform of this train station watching Edward Vanson's personal train leaving. What are you doing?
Okay. Teleporting onto the train.
Yeah, how far away is this train?
Yeah, it's a good question.
At this point, it is probably a solid 30 feet away and rapidly moving away from you.
30 feet?
Okay. Like the caboose is 30 feet away from you.
We just got to get to the butt.
I am on that caboose.
Hold on, I gotta roll a d10 to see if I can get there. But don't worry, I can do this ability again. It's my d10s. That's a 10, baby! Okay, so that I can teleport. Hold on. That means I can teleport 100 feet.
Don't go further than me. We should do this as a team.
I will not. I will teleport to where you are teleporting to. We can connect.
Absolutely. Mordai, you teleport first and appear on the caboose. You know, there's that little like railed area on the very back of the train. After a moment, Blaze appears next to you. And the two of you are on this train. You see the train station and Bastion rapidly getting smaller in the distance until it's just a blip on the horizon. You can see that one plume of smoke rising up from the Ellison Agency still, even after it's long vanished from view.
Hey, Piper, I have a question. What time is it in game?
It's probably like mid-morning.
Okay, so we're not on a midnight train that's going anywhere?
Unfortunately, no. This is a mid-morning train going to a very specific location.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Right, we got to get to the front of this fucking train.
Mordai.
Please, we'll make no comment about how they could have gotten to the front of the train.
Yeah, well...
Actually, Blaze, you couldn't have.
No? With 100 feet?
This train is longer than 70 feet long. It is enormous.
Well, I could have gotten close. Oh, yeah. Anyways, I digress.
Mm-hmm. And then you would have been alone in the middle of the train, and I would have been alone at the end of the train. We wouldn't have had a team, and we probably would have both gotten killed.
Yes, so let's do this
together.
Yes, yes, we shall. Onward!
Blaze, Mordai, the two of you turn to face the train, you know, leaving Bastion behind you. There is a hatch wheel on the door to the entrance of the train, you know, one of the ones you have to spin to open it as if it were an airlock. No windows, but as you twist it open with a chunk, the door swings open. And stepping inside the much cooler interior of the train, you see that this car is absolutely packed with gleeful followers of the Grimm dressed in various outfits of the Order of the Black Dog. And all of them turn to face you as the door swings open.